We left off on Thursday discussing the intricacies of Chaticha Ru L'Skaved. We're not even 100% sure that there exists the halakha such a category as Chaticha Ru L'Skaved. In fact, the Gemara presented it as a possibility as the limp shot in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah did speak about Chatichas Neveilach, Chatichas Natame, these kinds of big fancy schmancy pieces of meat as not being batel. So the Gemara wanted to know why they're not batel. Based on the regular rules of Bittel, they should have been bought there. So the Gemara finally concluded, oh, they're not bought there because of Chaticha Ru L'Skaved. So we pointed out that there was some Rishonim, the Rif, and it could be Rashi, and it could be the Ran, to a certain degree, may have held that we don't even paskin like this again. We don't even accept this principle of Chaticha Ru L'Skaved, because the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah doesn't seem to go down the path of Chaticha Ru L'Skaved, and maybe we pass like that Gemara. So again, according to some Rishonim, the Shia is over before it even started. So again, those who didn't show up today, they were holding like Rashi, like the Riff and the Rabbi. No topic, no singing. Why have to come to Shia? There's nothing to learn. It's like Allah. But we who are prevailing, and we are came to Shia, Mice and Nefesh, to come to Shia, even on a Sunday morning. So for one of two reasons, either because it's still Torah, Olam Dani Torah, even if it's like Allah, or like most Rishonim, well, it probably is Allah. Probably most Rishonim did accept Chaticha Ru L'Skaved, and that's how we accept Halacha Shulchan Aruch, like Rosh Rishonim. That we do accept this Gemara. I, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, so already Rashi and Tosfos, we already smoothed out the rough edges last week. Had to get around that Gemara in Avodah Zarah. So most Rishon, big volume to Chaticha Ru L'Skaved. Whether that means we also go even one step further and accept Dovah Shebah Minyan, that was already a Rambam, like you said, a Rambam with a Bala Itta, with a Torah. Again, also referred to last week, but when all the dust settles for our purposes, we do have to reckon with an issue of Chaticha Ru L'Skaved. And this raises a red flag for the Rishon in because there is a Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, of all places, something tucked away in the middle of Yevamos. The Gemara got talking about a whole sugya about Hilchos Tarobes, really a sugya Shalom Kovos, the chlal not relevant to what's going on. It kind of got thrown in for as a sideshow, but there's a huge sugya there that's relevant in terms of Hilchos Tarobes. It's an interesting thing that, even though clearly the daf that we're learning in Chulam are the main sugyas of Hilchos Tarobes, all four part lot, is really what 90% of Hilchos Tarobes comes up. But we've already seen that there are a few very, very important sugyas in other places in Shas that are impacting on our sugyas. Let's say we've learned a couple of lot in Avodah Zarah here and there, sugyas in where? Sugyas in Beitza, sugyas in Psachim, sugyas in Zvachim. So, you know, we now with sugyas in Yevamos. So if you add up all the blot that we've learned more than all the other shiurim. We learned like 20 blot this year. Guys, we only learned 4 blot. We learned 4 blot in a row, but we learned so many. If you just add up the lines, we learned so much this year. Yeah. So just make us feel good about ourselves. So comes the Gemara Maseches Yevamos and quotes a very, very complicated braisa about a very, 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 very strange scenarios of Hilchos Tarobes that's happening in the Beis HaMikdash. Yet chatichas is of chatas is tmeyish and is arva b'chatichas chatzar. Oh, the Kohanim are so careless, and they had a piece of a korban chatas. The korban chatas is supposed to be eaten, and now it became tamei. And lo and behold, not only did it become tamei, it got mixed into 100 other chatichas of chatas tahiruses. And now, what do you do? So the Bryce has a whole discussion. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? So it's possible that it's going to be bottled. The Gemara quotes a very, very real viable shita. That is going to be buckled. Then the Gemara gets confused. In other cases, again, we're leaving out all the details of a streamline of the sugya. For our purpose is we want to extract one nekuda. Namely, the Gemara talks about the possibility of bittel of a chatichas chatos tameya in a whole bunch of chatichas as a chatos of tahoros. And the shaila is, wait a second. One second. Penalty mark it down. What do you mean? Where's bittel? If you're using the word chaticha, so what are you inevitably assuming? Chaticha is usually conscious of the image of a chaticha lot. Haru L'Skaved. I mean, the Gemara said that pshat in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah didn't say the words chaticha L'Skaved. The Gemara learned pshat in the chatichas Neveil in our Mishnah as Haru L'Skaved. So Chazal saw the word chaticha that probably means a fancy piece, probably something you need to give a guess. So if chaticha L'Skaved is really a problem, like our Gemara says, so how come that doesn't raise an issue of Maseches Yevamos? How come the whole sugya Yevamos is a block long sugya Yevamos? Very, very complicated details of that sugya, and nowhere does the Gemara invoke the phrase of Chaticha Ru L'Skaved. So that should pass everything. That should ruin the whole Torah. That should uproot the entire sugya. What happened to Chaticha Ru L'Skaved? Chaticha Ru L'Skaved is missing an action in the sugya Maseches Yevamos, and that's the problem that the Rishonim are born with. So which Rishonim are sitting here and just smiling? Just sitting in the back, just smiling. Who? The Rif says, I'll tell you why it doesn't appear. Because it's not true. It says, Rashi, I'll tell you why it doesn't appear. Because it's not true. It says, not time it. It's not true. Because our line in the Gemara, this one half-baked line, particularly Skavid, was one Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf, but it's not really La Halacha. The real Yemes Lamito is, there's no such entity, no such animal called Chadichel Iskavit. And that's why the Gemara Yavamish just goes on its own way and just completely ignores it because it's not true La Halacha. But we don't want to go down that route because Rambam, Tur, Shmonar, and everyone for the last 800 years has been assuming that Chadichel Iskavit means what it says. That Chazam meant it in Chulin Daf Kuf. And the Gemara was Lav Dafka, it wasn't a Bachlekes, the Gemara was Lav Dafka, why is it missing out? What happened to Chadichel Iskavit? So we have a big, big problem. We have to solve this mystery. How come Chaticha? How come Chaticha Ruyel Iskavit has not surfaced where we would most expect it in the Brais and Maseches Yevamos in that convoluted wild case of the Chatosis? You know, that's true. It could be a hot dog. That's right, as we spoke about it in Shir today. But the word Chaticha, if Chazal were willing to say Taish in the Mishnah also doesn't say Chaticha was covered in our Mishnah. But the Gemara just assumed the word Chaticha means a nice slab of meat, a good piece, but it doesn't mean a hot dog. So they're probably not slicing up the Chatosis in the basic Mishnah says hot dog. It's probably a nice piece of meat. So why is it not really scabbard? So you have different approaches in Rishonim to this, really fundamentally two different lines of reasoning how to solve this problem. One approach is very, very limiting in nature. It means there's something lacking in the Chatas Sugya. There's something in Beis HaMikdash. There's something about the nature of Chatas HaTameh that doesn't lend itself to Chaticha Ruyel Iskavit. There's some quirk in Mikdash. And that quirk in Mikdash will be a good way for us to kind of, you know, deflect that sugya, but it's going to have almost zero relevance for us. I mean, we're not going to be able to extrapolate anything. We're not going to be able to learn anything. We're not going to derive anything. It's not going to teach us any grandiose yisod about Chaticha Ruyel Iskavit when it does or doesn't apply. We're just going to, you know, get rid of this Gemara as fast as possible and move on to the next sugya of, just get rid of that Gemara as fast as possible. So within that approach of Rishonim, that we want to almost like just deflect that raya quickly and just blame it on the Beis HaMikdash and move on. So you find two different nuances in Rishonim, two different presentations. What is unique? What is special about a Chatichas Chatas Temeya that doesn't lend itself to Chaticha Ruyel Iskavit? Now again, Chatichas Chatas Temeya is Nisr. It's Nisr Gom Min HaTorah. How do you know you're not allowed to eat a Chatas Temeya? How do you know? I have a piece of chatas that never became tamen. How do you know now that the korban that became tamen? Also chumash, right? Well, what does it say? What does it say? Nope, doesn't say anything. What does it say? Habasahara sheiga b'chol tamei lo yeyachel boesh yisarei habasahar kol tahor yochal basahar. Isn't that a pasuk somewhere? Pashas where? Pashas staff. I mean, come on, Zach, I don't remember. It's the mitzvah parasha, right? So it's a nisa gomer. What's the difference between basar tamei and chazir? What's the difference between basar tamei and nevelos atreifus? If nevelos atreifus lend themselves to this din derabana, chetichul iskavit not being botel, manishtana chatas tameya, pachim tameyim, that are not subject to this din derabana, chetichul iskavit. What's the difference? So comes Tosfos in our sugya and says, I'll tell you the difference. It's a very portion of the difference, as Tosfos. Now, what's the difference? Remember, what does Tosfos say? What does Chaticha Ruyel Iskavit mean? What is that imagery of Chaticha Ruyel Iskavit? What do the words mean? I invite you over, you're my guest, I'm working all day to make a nice meal for you, the chabed you, azan you, I invite you. You know, the whole notion of invites today has been so cheapened. Why? Nobody sends invitations anymore. Again, you get these silly things called evites. No one ever reads them. No one ever remembers them. There are 15 simchas to go to. I've never had any clue which one I'm going to. I can't find it. I have to drive my wife crazy to re-forward me for the 16th time. It doesn't open up my phone. I have no idea where to go. So if people would just send me just an old Pasha invitation, I have it in front of me in my hands, there's a chance I may come to the simchon time. So the idea of being masbin summons, chashivus, reyach, that's the nature of this takana. Let's not forget. What is Chatichah Liskabed all about? What this is? What category does this fall into? Why did Chazal make this din the Rabbanah of Chatichah Liskabed? Why is it? Because it's a davar what? Davar choshev. So when you invite somebody as a meal, that's a davar choshev. Comes Taisus and says, when you have a chatas tmeah, who is exactly inviting who? Who's the balabas? Who's the areach here? There is no balabas. Who eats the chatas? Or the kayanim, the chatas. What? No. If it would be taught, who's supposed to eat this chatas? Or the kohanim, or the male kohanim who are part of that mishpah, part of the beisav, whoever is part of that parish of eating the chatas, so they all eat it together. There's no mazmin, there's no muzma, there's no balabayas, there's no ireach. There's not the whole parish, the whole picture of being mazmin one person to another doesn't exist, and therefore this meat doesn't have chashivas to it. So it's an interesting idea that Taisa said. Taisa saying is that it's almost like a siba simon kind of a thing. In order for the parish of Dirabon, for the din Dirabon of Chatichah Liskabed to kick in, to label as Davar Choshev, it has to be really, truly Ruya Liskabed. It means you have to be really something that you're mazbin, ishes, chaver, or alav. If you don't have that, so then it's not Chatichah Liskabed, even though it's objectively just as Choshev. The piece of meat of Chatas is just as Choshev as the piece of Nevela. If you ask a goy, is it as expensive? Is it nice? The answer is yes. But if it's missing that dimension of really scabbed between the orchim, so this is ois chatich really scabbed. That's what Taisus says. So ke'ein the teretz of Taisus, not identical to the teretz, but ke'ein the teretz of Taisus appears in the Rashba. The Rashba quotes from the Sefer HaTrumos. It was also Sefer HaTrumos, really. The Rishon quotes Sefer HaTrumos, which really is two different svarim. There's the Sefer HaTrumos of Rabbeinu Baruch, and then the Sefer HaTrumos written by Sfadi, by a different Rishon Legamri. So the Sefer HaTrumah, which we shouldn't call the Sefer HaTrumah, but the Sefer HaTrumah, Rabbeinu Baruch was one of the Balei HaTosfos, the Talmud of the Ri, if I'm not mistaken. So Rabbeinu Baruch gives a little bit of a different twist as to what is it about Chatas that doesn't lend itself to Ru'i L'Eskabed. Says Rabbeinu Baruch, because the amount of people who can eat it are so limited. Who could eat it? Who said Ezim coming this morning? The Zichri Kahuna. If a non-Zich could eat it, it's a Dera'i, so you're not allowed to eat it. Even the wife of the Kohen can eat it. Even the daughter of the Kohen can eat it. The male Kohen are allowed to eat it. The Yisraelim Mazicha can't eat it. Mabash Zahar. That's an Issagom Min HaTorah. You're not allowed to eat Besar Kachim if you're not Magil Lecha. We spoke earlier this year about Besar Kachim Kalem, that's Mura Mehem Kayaitze Mehem, whether there's an Issar Alav, an Essay. That was the detail. But this, for a non-male Kohen to eat from Kachim Kachim, is an Issagom Min HaTorah. It's Alav of the Torah. So says Rabbeinu Baruch, that's Rilis Kabeid. Can you imagine sending the following invitation? I'd like to send Rabbi and Mrs. Plony, please come and join us for the wedding, but Mrs., you can't eat the food. That's unbelievable. That's not even a machitz there. That's saying the women are not invited to eat. That's like, wow. The women can't come, and your daughters can't come. Rabbi and Mrs. and Plony, Almighty, Reuven Cohn, and family, but the women can't eat. The girls can't eat. There are only three people in the whole family can eat. That's not really skabed. Really skabed means that I invite the guests, the whole family, the whole mishpacha, it's kind of mishpacha, it's really skabed. The sense of Baruch, chatas falls short. Again, it's not identical to what Taisa says, but it's gained that idea that there's something funny, some quirky thing about chatas that doesn't lend itself to this din derabanan. Could we do anything with this, these dinim that the Rishonim are writing? Could Taisus mean anything for us practically in Tavshin Pei? Could Rabbeinu Baruch have any implication for us on Maisa and Asmicha curriculum? What's the answer? No. Because the Isurim that we're dealing with, I mean, unless the behavior of Anamikdash today, so we're not dealing with Chatas, we're dealing with the Nevelas and Trepas and those kinds of things. So those kinds of things are Chatas and Reliskabe. So these are nice, interesting reasons why the Gemara Yevamos didn't raise the red flag of the Reliskabe. But in terms of practical halacha, almost nothing. Because these kinds of svaras are very, very basic mikdash oriented. They're not going to impact on regular mechos today.
How
does
Tosas understand the second part
of the? Oh, the second. I don't even want to talk about the second part. Tosas with the chulin, that kind of stuff. Oh, that's a whole other problem. Can't if I spend the whole morning on that today. Another time. The chazarish should also. Okay. But now we move on to other rishonim, the second group of rishonim, who also address the same problem. They're not willing to hide behind the Rif Rad and Rashi and say the din doesn't exist. And they don't want to just chisel away and say, oh, this is kashim and don't bother me. There's something that's playing out here that can have impact on us l'maisa. So the first thing Rishayim who picks up on a nekuda in the sugya is the Ra'ah. Again, not a great surprise because the Ra'ah is commenting on the Rashba, so the Ra'ah didn't think the Rashba's reason was so great, but the Ra'ah says, I'll tell you what the real reason is. That's the Ra'ah. The klal of chaticha real is kabe only makes sense when you have a chaticha that's a surah mitam atzma. It means there's something intrinsically wrong with this chaticha. La moshel madavdam in nevela. Why is the nevela also? Nevela is not also because there's some problem, external problem in the nevela. Nevela is also because the Kedusha says also chod nevela. It wasn't shechted properly. There's a chafta for nevela. Or chafta of chazir, chafta of treifas. These are all chafotzim that are also bifnei atzman. The yisra is nevela from the very essence, the very molecules of this yisra is the davar also. And al zeh ne'emar the chumad derabban the chaticha l'skabe. Aber says the Ra'ah, when the iser emanates min hachutz, there's nothing wrong with this piece of meat. This piece of meat is glat kosh mahadrin mahadrin. You know what the problem is? What's the problem with this piece of chatas? It became tummy. Never some careless person dropped a dead mouse on this piece of meat, so never the piece of meat became tummy. But there's nothing wrong with the meat. That al zeh lo ne'emar the din derabban the chaticha l'skabe. Zeh shteit in Ra'ah. And I give you a marshal, the following marshal. What would you say about the following shayla? I have a piece of kosher meat. The volume of kosher piece of meat. And all of a sudden, a drop of treifus gets mixed into this piece of meat. And we go to the rabbi, I'm so sorry, but it does not enough to be mevatla. It's not bottle b'shish. I'm sorry. You have to treif up the piece of meat. And lo and behold, that piece of meat gets mixed into a bunch of other pieces of meat. Would you say bata? Would you say chaticha is kabir? What would you say about that? So the Ra'ah would say, what would the Ra'ah say? Well, what would he say? Again, I have multiple pieces of meat. I have piece number one over here. This is my first piece. Okay? Chaticha is out there. And Nebuch, a little drop of Isser, fell onto it, and I had an Asra. I said, oh, yeah, sorry. Now this piece gets mixed up into two other pieces. And I'm not sure, what do I do? Is it bottle baray? Valufta baruba? Do I say, no, but there are bottles, it's chichu is kabir. What's the answer? What would the Ra'ah say? It's bottle. What? It's bottle. Why? He said, there's nothing wrong with the first piece of meat. You can't eat the first piece of meat because there's a isem in achutz, or something tangential that caused problems. But since the isem is not nevei, and the etzem adot, the guf adovar, that is not called chichu is kabir. Zosh teitin Ra'ah. And that's already relevant for us. That's already important. That's you have to know first gets micha. Coming up a couple of weeks. If you don't know that, they're going to throw you off the podium. Of course, you have to know that. That a bizman hazeh shayla when you have a chticha that per se is really scholar, right? It's a fancy piece of meat, but it only became also the klech something else tangentially. That's not included in this din chticha l'skaber. And there also the raya for this is this gemara maseches yevamos. So kuk the Rashba. In his response to the Ra'ah, and he says, wait a second. It's like the Rashi, Rosh Hashanah, and says, you're right in this case on the board, but you are not right in the case of what? What was the original case of the Ra'ah? The Chatos, the what? And that's something, what caused the trouble of the Chatos? Give me a good picture here. What's the picture going to be?
A mouse.
Mickey. Right? Okay, I have, it's dead, Mickey's dead, okay? So when the mouse touches the piece of meat, the Ra'ah said that's the halach equivalent of some chaza falling onto the meat, and just as by this case, so this is not called the chivu's cavity, it's not going to pass that it's batel, so to the case of the chatas, we're going to pass it's batel as well. That was the Ra'ah's comparison. So the Rashba responded back to the Ra'ah and says, you're 1,000% right in the case of the chazir falling into chaticha seter, and you're 1,000% not right in the case of the mouse touching the chatas. What's the difference? This is a dover min achutz, and this is a dover min achutz. What's the difference? What's pshah? What's pshah in the Rashba? Everyone saw this Rashba. What's the bir adov in the Rashba? Rabbi say, why is it that when the Isser is Osser, because of a mere dafa min achutz. Why is that not chatikha l'skabed? Why is it any less chatikha l'skabed? Because the iser happens to be a lower level tangentialist. So what's the answer? But I say, what's the svara in this din? Everyone seems to agree to this. They're all used this as a raya for this, or an equation of this, and they're after saying, no, this is for sure mutter. This is for sure batel, but we're not sure about this. We are sure about this. Why is this mutter? What is it about this case that doesn't lend itself to chatikha l'skabed? Why is it batel? What's the svara? What's the lumdus or reason? Isolate the Isser. What's the Isser? The Isser is what? This little bit, these little molecules here, that nebuch, what? We're not what? We're not part of the shishim. Is there anything wrong with the meat per se? The meat's mutter. Why can't I eat the meat? Because it has molecules of Isser, it has bleis. It is tam, but it's got bleis inside. The real Isser is the bleis. The real Isser are not the meat. Imagine the following, okay? You come to a very, very fancy wedding. You come to these nice weddings, and they have on the table, they tell you what the menu is, right? They tell you, what are they serving? What's the main dish? No, give me a good one. Give me a good one. Hand, stuffed hen with beef on something, right? It's like double trouble, right? Okay? So stuff. So imagine the following. This is what it says. I state on the menu. We are so honored to have you join us at the wedding of our wonderful children. And this is the main dish. We're serving bleis of something. There's no food on the table. Bleis. So the guy says, bleis. I came here. I slept the whole way out to the five towns to get the bleis. I said, a bleis. That's what I'm here for. So what does the host say? Yeah, koyfer batayra. Top kicker. You don't believe in top kicker? You don't think I'm serving in the real McCoy? Come on! I was once at an event in Europe years ago. I was at this like fancy dinner in Europe. So the menu in Europe was that they would serve these tremendous plates. There was marshmallow food. They would serve like there was like a little piece of like fancy schmancy thing. And it was right. I don't know. Is this everyone ever been at such an event? I don't know, the Chag HaSmich in Munich. And they served up this little piece you need a microscope to find it on this tremendous plate. And everyone was eating dainty, you know, curry. And there were two American guys with me and says, where's the beef? Where's the food? Give me a small plate with a lot of food on it. A different mindset. So this is worse than that. They're not even serving Ika, they're serving Tom. They're serving a plate of bleis. So I said, Joe, that's not really skabe. So that's what the Rash was saying. Said that since the Isser is only nikra al shem de bleis, a couple of molecules here and there, that's not really skabed. The rest of the meat is really skabed. But the rest of the meat is what, Rabbi say? The rest of the meat is a dover what? Is a dover what? Is a dover mutter. Nothing is also about the meat. The meat is a dover mutter, and it's got bleis of isser. So the meat is mutter, the meat is really skabed, shkoyach. But the meat is mutter. The only part that's usher is not really skabed. So you don't mix the two together. So zok to Rashba. So didn't Rashba say it's preferish and shuras abayis? No, nobody realized that's what he said. Is it obvious what he said? I thought it was like, so he didn't have to bother explaining it. That the reason why, of course, there are always right when you have a little bit of this or stuck in something like that, you don't have to be concerned with the chumad rabban of chetik l'skavit, because the het is head there, and the yisr is not really skavit. It's a shoma Israel. Before we go on, Who's got three words to say? Is this Chaticha Nasas Neveima? Didn't the Rashba miss something here? Is this Chaticha Nasas Neveima over here? What do you mean that only the Yisr is also, but the Chaticha's Heter is okay? Didn't Chaticha Nasas Neveima kick in? So there are multiple answers to this question. Again, I don't want to ruin it for the next sugya, but this is just bringing back memories from September. So either the easy way out of this question would be what? The easiest, the sincest way out of this problem would be what? We just fall back on Rabbeinu Ephraim and call it a day, right? And just say, Chatikha Nasas Neveima doesn't exist, and therefore, don't bother me. But even Zol Zayin, if you accept Rabbeinu Tam, I'm still not so sure that this will become a Chatikha Nasas Neveima issue. Why? Who remembers? Even according to the worldview of Rabbeinu Tam, Chatikha Nasas Neveima B'Shari Surim, Chatikha Nasas Neveima doesn't do everything. Remember? Who remembers what it doesn't? Ein Nesi Yochalesa, remember, means Ibechnulas Levela may fall short at certain degrees. Okay, I don't want to take away from the next sugya, but it's Lav Dafka that this is hinging upon Rabbeinu Ephraim, not necessarily. So, Akol Panim is the Rashba's theories. Because, look, the Rashba, the Ra is 1,000,000% right in this case that you would not apply because even if you add up all the dots of all the blias, you don't serve that as a meal. But, says the Rashba, that has zero implication for what? Absolutely zero relevance to what? To the original case of the Chatas Tmeh. Why? Because let me ask Lomda Shakash. Okay, listen to this Lomdas, right? If you say the wrong answer in this, it means you really fell for this one. If a Chatas Tahira, it gets touched by a mouse. So the thing is, you can't eat it. So what's the problem? Why can't you eat it? Because there's a little bit of particles of tumor here and there that are stuck in and you just can't get them out and therefore Nebuchadnezzar can't eat it. Or what? It's a joke. That means the din is when a dover tor becomes tameh, the tumor permeates the entire thing. It now becomes a what? It's a dover tameh, mitchil v'yat soif. Not just the part that's touched the mat. The whole chetichas eichel becomes nitfas and tumor. So even though it's true that the Chatas Tahira became Tomei, became Asa, became Trei from a Dover Min HaChutz, but the Dover Min HaChutz penetrated, it was now Mahapich, that's a good one, it's had the Nebuch Neosisser. It means it was Mahapich, the entire Chadich and Mitchim of Yatzayim, to be a Shtikisser. So every molecule of Chatas that I'm eating is called a Shtikisser. It's called the Dover Chepza from Tomei, from Tomei Kachim Nihid. So Zok the Rashba back to Rav, what kind of story is that? You're telling me a story that's called an Isser HaBa Min HaChutz. That's not an Isser HaBa Min HaChutz. The source of the problem was Min HaChutz. But once the problem was identified as a tumor problem, it becomes licked in the entire Chaticha. And every ounce of this Chaticha is Treif. And this Chaticha is Chaticha Uskabit. So it's Vayit Chaticha Uskabit. So you can't tell me that the Chatos is going to be Votel. Because it's not like Chitichas Kav, because it's like the Chitichas Hetter with the Issa. But Chlalna, didn't the Rashba say this black and white? Nope. Let's see what he says. Let's see. Zok Tibishpres at Ais, and Levit Mamakanis. Mikom Ochim Ashikosan in a klum. He should have realized what he said. You're all sad, can't be. Like the Rashi, I'm on the seifa and a filuch ticha ruya. Hoya ve'eni sur machas atzma. Lefi shelo amru chaticha ruya ela bechatichas nevela shel dak tamei. Uchish osa she amru mishas gina mishas. She quotes our Mishnah. All the examples in our Mishnah are sur machas atzma. Aba chatichas besashchuto she kibbo ismach mach eloi. That was the Ra'az model. So just as a Chatichas Het, a Shekibla Tam, and a Isser is not Chatichas Iskab, it's so to the case of Tuma. B'chol not. V'zeh Emes. The case the Ra'az gave is right, but not the Chatas case. Aval Eina Nidin Demel Raya. He said the case that we're discussing, the Chatas case, has nothing to do with the case of the Bliya Sisser. Why? Shehu Chayshev, the Ra'az made the following terrible mistakes of the Rashba. The reason why the case of the Chatichas Het, the Shekibla Isser, is not Chatichas Kav, but any Sur Machas Atzma, and a Dover Ache Goram Lo. So he says, whenever it's Dover Ache, that's good to go. That's not included in the Isser. Venatam, and a Machma Shehabela, ain't a Dover Choshev, Iker Dover, ain't a Machas Choshevus. That's the reason because it came in a Chutz, that's irrelevant. Because it came in a chutz, that shows you that there's nothing wrong with a piece of meat. Avazu sheisur machmas tuba, he atzma nases guf isa machmas atumla. Kovahemetahir shenit tefoshin is navla. He said it's like any other piece of nevelos or treifus. And he concludes with three words about what he just said. Vezed double poshut. This is a double poshut ad moid. I'm not machweirut in the Rashba, but it's a very convincing argument that the Rashba, that's a very, very big stretch to say that these two cases are similar. The chiluk is an unbelievable, such a clear chiluk. So it's a very big paladik or all.
The nekudadir machloka is Hanan. Meaning, the stomach, he's holding that it is a case of Hanan, and that's why the whole thing is now awesome.
No. They're both ignoring chedichanas as nevela.
Why can't you say that? The reason why it's Atzma is now Usher is because once the...
No, but they're all saying that you wouldn't know. If you really believe Chatechas Nedarim would apply here, then the whole cloud, even by the case of Chatechas Hezkim Isha, which should be a problem. Both the Rashi and the Rosh saying that's not a Chatechas Nedarim Kabed. Now the question is, can we extrapolate from there to the Chatos? So they're all saying, yeah, because it's Bamin HaChutz. The Rashi says, so what? Because the Bamin HaChutz is already. Bamin HaChutz is only indicative in a case where the Isra is only out of the Blias. But Akal Parim, whether you think that ultimately this is the understanding of the Gemara Yavamas or not, this cloud does mean something for us. And this appears in Shulchan Aruch. But the Chatas is a good example of not a subject to this Machlokes in Shana, but the case of Chatichas Hetzesh Kibbutam and Isser is Taka, appears in Shulchan Aruch as not being a problem of a Chatichas Luskabit. Any other answers? Any other reasons? So the Ran has this famous answer. So the Ran still tell you why it doesn't appear. So the Ran has a theory about Chatichas Luskabit. A fascinating theory. The other show that serious reservations. The Ran's theory about Chatichas Luskabit is it has to be really Luskabit by Shehu Sham. Right now, it's got to be really Luskabit. Right now, this moment in time, it's something you can call up your guest, say, please come and join me for dinner, the steak's ready. That's Chatichas Luskabit. What if the steak is what? Not yet? And you cooked. So that's the Chatichas Luskabit. The whole thing is that they're abon anyway. Hey, mama, hey, mama. It has to be really scabbed right now by Shosham. If that's the case, then the Gemara Yavamis doesn't even pose a problem. Who said the steak is cooked? We don't know what happened. Who said the chatos is cooked yet? So once you say that the Metzias Advarim is the Chatichas Luskabit, even if it's technically Luskabit, it's not subject to the Chumah of Luskabit, until it's mamish edible right now by Shosham, then the Gemara Yavamis is not going to cause anyone any loss of sleep. How did the Ran come off to say such a thing? Why did the Ran say such a wild thing? What led the Ran to believe this? Yeah, the Gemara says 15 other answers. What else? What led the Ran? The Ran says what led him. You being Jiraya. What?
The full cow.
The Gemara's Vachim. The Gemara has a whole sugi in Prekat HaRoibis, Tapayim Beis. He was saying, how come the Mishnah says you have one Chatzah Mesa, one Sharnisko mixed into a million cows, all of a sudden everything gets destroyed, everything is called Mimusa. What do you? Etach Batal Barai, Valifto Baruba. How long did it take the Gemara to solve that problem? Two Dafim. How many sidetracks did the Gemara get to solve? Who remembers? It's Chaz, you know? First thing Gemara went, drained a couple of lot with Dav Shem Minyan. Oh, yeah, Dav Shem Minyan, Rameyan, Rabbanan, Rabbi Akiva, Maislach, Mishishadvar, Mishishadvar, with the Eshadak, the Kosha, the Chapaka, a whole sugya from a blot and a half in Zvachim. For the guys in Zvachim, it was like a breather, because at least they made believe they weren't in Zvachim for a little while. You know, they were there, cut him for 80 blot, they didn't know where to put themselves. So they gave him a little bit of easy stuff. But for two blot, the Gemara digressed onto Claude Menuchas Taroves, and the Gemara itself threw its hands up and basically failed. And came Ravashi and solved the world's problem. What did Ravashi say? Ravashi, the last word is, the Gemara is going to press. Mamash, I'm waiting to print it right now. What did Ravashi say? Wait! I solved the problem. I discovered the solution. What's the problem? What's the solution? I can breathe a sigh of relief. Who remembers from Thursday, we said, some Rishonim said from the fact that the Gemara spent so much time on the Dav Shaminyan part, maybe it's a Shtip Raya, we accept Dav Shaminyan. Another Rishonim said, no, the fact that Ravashi had to save the Gemara before we threw out those last two blocks is a Raya that we should have thrown out the last two blocks. Okay, not clear what we should make of the last two blocks. But when all the dust settles, the Emes Lamikta wins, Ravashi got the final word, so far wrong. So Ravashi put the final stamp on the Gemara, him and Ravina and the Talmidim put the final stamp on the Gemara, and the final word is, Shalib al-Khayyab Khashid is your bachelor. Back to Ran. Ran sitting in Spain 600 years later, 700 years later, and saying, wait, till we... Well, I have a better reason. I got an easier reason. What do I need Ravashi for? I got a portion of reason. You know why? Why is this big fat cow not bottle? It's a huge cow. It's not a paro lean cow. It's a fat one. It's a good yishmaka calf. Why isn't it bottle? I'll tell you it's not bottle. Why isn't it bottle? But they grave only Ravashi for. What do I need Doshim and Minyan for? Anyone learn Chulin? Why isn't that bottle? It's what? Look at this cow. You can invite 1,000 people for this cow. It's not, can you imagine getting a bar, getting an invitation? It's not barbecue. We're serving an entire cow. Amish, top to bottom. I would find that even. I would go for such a dinner. I would go to. Guys, they're serving me a little piece of meat in Munich. I'm not going for that. Guys, they're serving me a whole cow. I'll go. What about cholesterol next week? I don't go. So the rabbi says, so why did the Gemara say that? The Gemara spent 2 blocks. Ravashi spent hundreds of years trying to solve this problem. Nobody could come up with this theory of Shani Chaticha Le'arul Eskabe. What the Ran says? Zetman Fendolat? A live cow is Le'arul Eskabe. You know why? Because if you would get an invitation and say, please come and join us for a barbecue, the only thing is that we're not shefting the cow. We're just going to give you a cow, an entire cow. I pass on that. You give me a steak, that Achmin Makabo. You give me a whole cow, another cow. I have to go shech the cow, I gotta go skin the cow, I gotta go kasha the cow, I gotta trade the cow. It'll take me a year and a half, I'll get this cow ready to be eaten. What do I need this for? I need this bottle for. That's not really skabe. So the Ran says, Zaman, once you see from this Gemara that really skabe is Bashehu Sham, what's the difference between a cow that wasn't shechted and a piece of what? Piece of meat that wasn't what? Wasn't cooked, all the same thing. This is chaser, that's chaser. I could argue there are degrees of chaser. You know, somebody comes and tells me, listen, you know, I'm going to give you a cow that I'm not so happy about. You raw piece of meat, I'll throw it into the grill, it'll roast up soon. It's like mashal madav adoyma. There's a machlekes a person, can I give raw meat, raw food for shalachmanis? If you eat raw food, so many people say you can't give raw food. You have to, unless it's stavish and nechal chai. If I give you a raw chicken, you're not yoytze. And the nitziv has this famous shita, yoytze with raw meat. Who knows why? How do you know? What's the nitziv's raya? He could be yoytze shalach manas with raw meat. It's a raya. Raya brew from Apostle Chumash. It's cute because it's from this week's parasha, and tetzave, unless it's a leap year, it's always the Shabbos for Purim. It just happened to constantly. What's the raya? The pasuk says that by the shofar truva chazayat tenufa v'hayel lecha lemana. It says they gave Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a serving cook. They gave him the mana, even though it wasn't cooked yet. So you see from here that the word mana, mishloach manos, is a plural for mana. In case you didn't know that, so mishloach manos can be fulfilled even with raw meat. So again, others thought that was nice, but not true halacha. But even the nitziv mestam would be moida. What can't you do? You got a cow. I'm going to walk into the guy's house on Purim, I'm going to give him a cow and a sheep and call it a day. Shalach mam, sish l'reyu. Right? Right? The guy think I was extra bach or another mitzvah, how you do such a thing. Right? So I'm a shugaran. Guy's out of his mind. He gives you a cow and a sheep for shalach mam. The fact that it's the same bracha, that's the shufelach, right? That doesn't bother us. Why? Because what they told you in nursery that it's, I didn't even learn this in nursery. Dr. Berman, did you learn this in nursery? No. This was something that was mishadish in nursery in the last 20 years. But some ganenet somewhere decided that you can't be yoytze shalach manos unless they're 2 different brachas. First thing. So one of the strange phenomena of Minhag Yisrael. Somehow, this idea. This told you probably never even heard of this, right? And the Upper West Side, they never heard of this chumrah. Right? New Rochelle, they heard of this chumrah. Nonsense. The Rambam writes, you can be yoytze shalach manos with shnei minei basar. So the last time we checked, that all meat is shachal. Let me eat some meat. So the Rambam obviously never heard this chumrah either. So it's one of those strange phenomena. Okay, back to our story. So it's a big jump to say that you can't give, that you want to tell me that non-shechted meat is a nachtig l'skav and therefore not cooked meat. But I can hear it. It's possible for the theory of the Ran. So according to the Ran, this is a whole other reason why the chattas is not subject to the chumrah of ena being batel. And this is a reason that could impact us. So again, we start off a sugi by saying that we have 4 reasons in Rishonim why Chetik Uskabe doesn't surface in Masechet Yevamos. 2 of them are irrelevant for us to Halacha, because they have to be very, very basic Mikdash oriented, either the Sefer Jumbo or the Taisus in Asugya. Then you have other Rishonim, the Ra'ah and the Ran, who are giving us reasons that we may not even Paskin like, but at least they can apply potentially to us. So the Rosh was the big Bar Plukta of this Ran. The Rosh doesn't believe this story. Chalal not. Rush had some very, very harsh words to say about the Shita. What did he say? Yesh bin HaGadolim. Yesh bin HaGadolim Sh'omu, the 13th of Ramakom, is Dafka Chaticha Zishin, is Bashlam, Chaticha Zhet, is Kava, Chaticha Chaya, a few Shulayim, a Betele Barayv, a different Hevel Hay. So this is nonsense. This is Narishka. The Hatik Omer Royal is Kabin for the Orchim. Lam la mamish they were Uya Kamoshi Ato. Elvishim sheer natino. The Kedoyliki he should were Uya Litale for Erech Nichbor Achashin is Bashel Hashuba Kazan should actually nurse no bottle. Oh, Shum she Chayel of Bottle Hashibusa. Doesn't believe the whole story. He says, it's a chosh of a thing. It's a thousand pieces of meat over this guy. You can have a thousand guests. The fact that right now it's not royal iskabed, or the fact that right now it's not cooked, what does it do with anything? He said, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be so detailed, just so focusing on the words orchim. The round to its orchim, so literally the Rosh says, orchim is just a way, it's a measurement, it's a barometer to measure chashivos. If it's choshev, it's choshev and finished. Ben Efkamina, whether you serve it to the Yerachim now. The Rosh did not think the chlal, this thing was true. Then the Rosh goes even further. He says, Vigam Shemati, he heard. There's a Shmuel out there. There are people who say such svaras. The Eishayim, the Kevesh Sholem, or Ava Sholem, or Mikhalil Skabid. Even if it's Shechti, a whole sheep is not called really Skabid. Even though it's cooked. If it's Ein Derech, Losses, Tifrei, Orech, Kevesh Sholem, or Avishim, because you don't usually serve a whole sheep to a guest. So since it's Mechusa Wa, it's not Mechusa Shechit, it's not Mechusa Bishot, it's Mechusa Wa. Cutting up into slices, cutting up into portions. So some wanted to say it's the same svara. Gam eile divrei havoyim. This is legamri wrong in any sense. Chibeshvil sheroil chalei lekam chetiras gor tvei. So that's it. This is more important. This is better. I can invite 10 guests for the same money. Kol shegei dechosh of tvei. And based on this, v'gam yeshar m'shtana goes be'od b'nut sasa lo chashiva m'teila. If you have a chicken that you didn't get removed the feathers from the chicken, it's mechusa removing the feathers. Kamzeinoi, you take out the feathers and you put them into the oven and you'll cook yourself a piece of chicken. What's the big deal? The Rosh doesn't buy into any of these stories. Mamish nothing, zero. So how do we pass on this? This is already a pivotal issue. This is already something that can impact on us. Do we accept this theory of the Ran that Chaticha L'Iskabed is measured by the here and now? Or do we take the Rosh's approach, more global approach, that with the here and now? If it's Chashv, it's Chashv. It'll be Chashv in 10 minutes from now. Don't be so focused on the moment and time in front of you. So the Ramah has an interesting pshara on this. So the Shulchan Aruch in the 14th of Mamakim is buys into this round. Tanagolus bin Otsos, Sushin is Arabic, Heiris, Betela. If you have a chicken that hasn't yet had the feathers removed, it's a bottle. So anyone in this cabin, the Arachim, the Moshe, Mamash, what the Rush called Divrei what? Divrei Havoi, the Shulchan Aruch accepted. The Yafu Bisha Achashin is Arabic, Sirot Sosa. The Chaim of Hashibu is Kabir, Alam Kedim is Vushelas. It has to be cooked. All the things that the Rosh said, did we have over the Ravai, did we not? He didn't buy that. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Lo chashiv ruil iskabed she'ein derech litil lefnei arech keva shalom chaticha dal yeis v'dai. But so the Shulchan Aruch yesh chok b'chol zeh. He does make reference to the Rosh, says there are some Rishonim who don't buy into any of this. Hagoz up the Ramah v'chein noegin. We Ashkenazim follow the Rosh. We don't follow the Ram. The Ram says, Friday, we follow the Rosh, that these things do not detract from the real iskabed dimension. But then the Ramah throws a curveball. Milvad, Tanagolos bin Otsosa, the Mechuseris Maisa Godol. But chickens that have not yet had their feathers removed, so that's just like throwing into a pot of water. That's like a whole umbus, a whole malacha. You gotta be a butcher, right? You have to check with the butchers, right? You have to remember your grandparents used to buy meat from my grandparents, right? My grandparents owned butcher store, so we go back before we were both born. They were buying meat back in Brooklyn. So that's a whole malacha. So then we fall back on the Ran, the Noga Bashi B'Tela. So So it's almost like a funny pshara that the Rama is saying that b'ikaron, do we accept the Rosh? Not exactly. B'ikaron, do we accept the Ran? Not quite. Means we fundamentally hold that the svar of the Ran is a good svara, but yesh gvul b'dover. That means things that are very, very quick. It takes 2 seconds to throw a piece of meat into a pot of soup. So chicken into a pot of soup. That we can't call that an ois chetichelus kabbet. But if it's something like chuseres tikkun gavul like. Feathering, like pulling off the feathers, then we can negotiate the Shitas Haran. So we're walking, the Rambam's walking a tightrope, even within the sugya itself. But again, this whole sugya emanates from the Gemara and Yavama. So Hayyotzim and Advarim is that, yes, there's an instrument that's going to most Rishonim, yes, the Shukarov Paschim's like it, but we have this Gemara and Yavama that's sticking out like a sore thumb. Why doesn't Chedivus Kabbat appear there? So we have 4 Birurim in Rishonim. We have Tosfos Beyos that says that. That Kohanim don't lend themselves to this because there's no Balabais, there's no Rech, no one's invited, everyone eats equally. According to the Sefer Truma with the Rashba, it's because the people who are eating are so limited, all the Zichar Kahuna, that can't conjure up the image of Hashivas of Ruler's cabin. Those are the reasons, again, don't really impact on us, Lamais, in our kitchens, in terms of what the school is. Then you have the other Rishonim who invoked ideas that could impact on us. There are all the idea that it's Kain, the Sugya of a B'liyah Shel Isser, that's not subject to Ruler's cabin. So the Rashba says, yeah, that's right. But the application is not correct. The basic, the model is correct by the Yisr, but by the Achmer, the mouse, and the Chetach Chatas, that's called an Yisr of the Chetich HaGufa. So the Pshad of the Gemara Yavam is not going to fly, says the Rashba. Then you have the Ran, who invokes this whole other imagery, invoking the Sugyas from Zvachim, the Yuk from Sugyas from Zvachim. The Achlip was covered, has to be Bamash Pasheh Husham. And the Rosh was the biggest anti that entire theory, and in Shulchanoch and Ramah, we kind of snuck in somewhere in between in terms of accepting this. Again, all of these 4 different approaches are all to solve that same basic problem. What happened to this guy? And of course, the 5th answer is that, you know why it's not there? Because it's not true. That was Rashi, the Rif, and the Ran. That was the schedule. Okay. This is the Shiraim of the last Sukkot. We were really supposed to start the next Sukkot today, but I guess the Shiraim turns out we didn't. So hopefully, we'll have to tomorrow. We're going to start the next Sukkot. The next Sukkot will be hopefully the last Sukkot before this Bechina. So we tentatively planning on trying to finish the next Sukkot Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Kibbutz Chazara says that Kibbutz Chazara will be a little choppy next to the front in the middle, but I'm sure Kibbutz guys will be able to discover. Hopefully.